Okay, I'm going to tell you a story. Maybe you've already heard this story because it's been told before. But there was these soldiers, and they were coming back, and they were trying to get back home, and they were just getting near home, but you know what? They ran out of food, and they were really hungry. And they saw a village nearby, and they said, oh, we got to go get some food because we're not going to make it home. We're just really, really running out here. They didn't have any food at all for days. And when they got closer to the village, they noticed something. They noticed, maybe this will be better here. They noticed that there was croplands and everything, and all they could think about was food. They're going to get food. And they got closer and closer. The village was called Stony Village. And the people of Stony Village had a different idea. They had another idea. Their idea was, one of the guys who's used to feeding the soldiers saw them coming and said, you know what, we fed these soldiers before. And we fed them our whole life. So they said, you know what, we fed these soldiers many times and we're just tired of feeding these soldiers. And so we're not going to give them food. We'll let the neighbor do it. And the neighbor was thinking, you know what? I have a lot of kids, and I don't have room for these soldiers, and they're going to want food. And then another one was saying, you know, I don't have any kids, but I barely have enough food. I might not make it through this year. And everyone had a different excuse. Some people, they had visitors, or they were sick. And so when the soldiers got there, there was no food for them at all. And they were so hungry. And they looked around, and they called it Stony Village because there was a lot of stones. And they looked down, and they saw, and one of the soldiers says, I am so hungry, I just feel like I could eat these rocks. And the other soldier said, oh, he got an idea. He said, okay, you guys of Stony Village, you don't have any food for us, but that's okay. We don't need any food. We're going to make our own food. We're going to make our specialty, which is stone soup. And we're going to make the stone soup. And all we need is a big, big pot. Do you have a big pot? And they're like, oh yeah, there's one in the square. I mean, this thing was huge. It was like this high. It was gigantic. And they brought that in, and they put a fire underneath it. And then they needed to fill it up with water. So all the people in the village, they went, and they each got some water. So they filled up this huge pot. And then the soldiers went out, and they collected the stones. And this is what they kind of look like. I mean, they found ones like this looks just like a potato here. Doesn't that look just like a potato? And they found these other stones, these smooth ones, and they washed them all up, and they said, oh yeah, oh, this is gonna taste really good. And they got them all cleaned up like they were vegetables, and they put them all in the pot, and they started heating the water and stirring it, and everybody came out from all the village. They had to see this stone soup out of stones. And they came out, and they said, well, we kinda need some salt for this. Anybody have any salt? You can't make soup without salt, right? And so somebody said, oh, I got some salt, and they brought some salt. And then they were wondering how it tastes. And they said, how does this stone soup, how does it taste? And they said, well, you know, usually we have more ingredients, like we'll have some onions. I mean, you need onions. And somebody said, well, I got some onions. I'll go get some onions. So they went and got onions. And they said, and usually the carrots, they add a little sweetness to the stones. And somebody said, well, I got some carrots. So they went and brought carrots. And pretty soon they said, well, you know, the barley, you know, that's the original recipe with barley. It kind of makes it thick. And so they said, I got barley. And pretty soon, they had everything in there. They had parsley, and they had potatoes, and they had peas, and they had everything in this soup. And it started smelling really good. And everybody wanted to taste this stone soup. And by the time they got done, everyone got to taste some of it. And everyone in that village said that was the best soup that they had ever eaten. Now, was it the stones that made the soup good? It was the ingredients that everybody brought, right? Everybody brought something, and it made it really good. And you know, there's a story in like that in the Bible. It's kind of a little different, though. But when Moses and Aaron came down from the mount, and they were gonna build the tabernacle, they had all the plans, they got the instruction from God, they had all the craftsmen lined up, the head craftsmen, but they didn't have any materials. And they said, well, we gotta ask the people. So they asked the people, and the people started bringing, they brought their jewelry, their bracelets, their necklaces, their earrings. They brought all kinds of like hardwoods and fragrant oils and everything that they had, all their best stuff. They had furs that they had prepared and little threads that were dyed
And they brought all kinds of stuff, and the rich people brought special stones that were like sapphires and onyx and beryl and all these precious stones. And they just kept bringing so much. And finally, and people were saying, "Hey, I know how to weave. Do you need any weavers?" And I said, "Sure. And I know how to work with wood." And everybody was volunteering. And finally, the head craftspeople, they said, "You know what? Tell the people we have enough. In fact, we have more than enough. Why were all those people bringing? Why do you think why'd they bring it?" There's several stories like that in the Bible. They're true stories. And one of them was when David was building the temple too. And it says that the people brought it because their hearts were perfect. Their affection was toward the house of God, which means they knew that if they brought, they wanted to give all that God had given to them. They wanted to bring it to the temple. They wanted to share it and have it be used for the temple. What better use was it? It was just going to sit in a drawer anyway. So they brought all their stuff. And you know, they know, like the people of Stony Village, they realize that when everybody pitches in, everybody brings something, it's not a burden on anybody. Nobody had to feed those soldiers and have it be a burden. It was a blessing. And when everybody pitches in, great things can happen. Okay? You remember that? And I have something for each of you. If you want to take this, these are little stones, and I want you to take it and have it remind you of all the jewels and all the things that they brought to the temple, okay? Now let's bow our heads before we say a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the blessings that you have given to us. And whether we think we have little or much, we just ask that we have open hearts to share the blessings that you have given to us with others for your glory. We pray. Amen.